show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Where do you draw the line in the sand in terms of even mentally thinking about it, work relationships that cross the boundary? Where is the line in the sand for you and your partner in terms of where do you feel that you possibly, and we use the word cheating, were you possibly cheating?
Well, if he had a work wife and he doesn't tell me and I find out at a function, I will be mad. And it's on the same level as if he's had my favorite takeout and he hasn't told me.
Oh.
I would be that upset. And if he eats my leftovers, if we've gone out and I've ordered the right thing and he's made the wrong choice, and the next day he eats my leftovers.
Yeah, game over.
Ground to divorce. No,
I'm out.
There's always a line.
Yeah.
Like you guys have been mentioning now as well. And
yes.
The thing is, the line differs from person to person.
Yeah.
Depending on your personality, your circumstances, your position in life, whatever the case may be. But there's always a line, definitely. And you as a person, unless you're completely detached from reality, should know where that line is.
Mm.
And you should know when you're crossing that line. Some people knowingly cross that line. Other people knowingly don't cross that line. And it differs from person to person.
Sure. It's true. Martin, you know, that's the thing about a conscience, isn't it? It's like, you know, your conscience says, whoa, this is it.
Yeah.
I'm getting a feeling that I shouldn't be having for this person.
That's why I've never understood how some people actually manage to live with themselves,
yeah.
You know, having crossed that line. That must be really, really tough on the soul.
Because you never forget it, and it's on your mind the whole time, right? It's there. It never goes away.
Well, if you have a conscience, yes.
Yeah, that's true. If you have a conscience, yes.
Look, I think that some of the callers this morning,
yeah,
their examples aren't examples of cheating. They're just insecure. They need to work on that. Unless you physically are getting involved with somebody, then it's not cheating, in my opinion, my humble opinion.
beg to disagree, Kevin.
I hear Kevin, though.
I don't think it comes from a place of insecurity.
What do you think? Well, I mean, that's Kevin saying that you're saying it because you don't feel secure.
In my relationship, no, I don't think so.
But doesn't jealousy...
And with yourself.
In your relationship and with yourself. I think that if you're feeling so insecure and so threatened by other people... Maybe you need to work on yourself a little bit, buddy.
Whoa. Kevin, listen here.
Kevin. Because I also think that's where jealousy stems from. If you are jealous of the relationship that you have with someone at work, that's where
the insecurity
stems from.
Listen.
So Kevin might be onto something.
Thank you. Wow.
Are you in a relationship, Kevin?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Mm. Just wanted to find out.
a very secure relationship.
Thanks, Kevin.
Follow us on Instagram @Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.